105.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio signing off.
Kids, a little past three, you know what time it is. Time for the giddy up on 91.5 WMFO.
Is this one is
right, kids. How you doing? 3 and 11 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up. I'm DJ Pauly B, and I'm going to be bringing you all your very melancholy music today. No, I'm just kidding. But some of it, yes, because of the weather. It is 78 degrees, which wouldn't be bad if it wasn't absolutely pouring in some spots. I don't know if you guys got caught in any of that, because it's like really spotty. It's not like, you know, just complete rain or sprinkle. It's like every... just on my ride here, every block I turned on, one block was sunny, the other block was completely downpouring. So I don't know, wherever you are, hopefully you're staying dry. But if not, you can definitely just sit back, relax if you're inside especially. Look out the window, look at the rain, and enjoy some rock and roll music with yours truly. And of course, you know I will bring you nothing but the best rock and roll music. As I always do, you know, it's just, you know, it's me. It's old hat to me, you know? Anyways, kids, if you're driving, be safe, because it is really tricky out there with these flash floods coming. I'll be back later on in the second hour, towards the end of our program, with your week's weather. But Tuesday is what I like to think of as the official kickstart, if you will, to the week. Because Monday, you know, everybody really just doesn't motivate on Monday. I don't, you know, I don't like Mondays myself, to be quite honest with you. So, but today is Tuesday, and if you want, you can tiptoe through the tulips in the pouring rain, if you like, or whatever floats your boat. There was two of them there. Two, all right, never mind. All right, I'm here alone. Miss Laureen is off again today. I wish her mom the best. Her mom is laid up at home. So, you know, prayers and love go out to her. I know her pain, back pain. It's the worst. Anyways, you know, I'll be back to tell my story about last weekend. Had a great time at Billy Joel. Maybe play some Billy Joel as well, but he was great at Fenway. But I'll get into that. And, and I'll let you know who, what else is going on. I'll do some shout-outs maybe. I don't know. Depends how I feel. Maybe some silly news. I don't really have any. But actually, today is National Creamsicle Day. So it's not really a good day to be National Creamsicle Day, weather-wise, is what I'm getting at. But I think any day is a good day for a creamsicle. Why not, right? So anyways, we'll get back to some music here, kids. 3:14 in the afternoon, as I said, and you want to hear anything, you all know my phone number, so text me if you with a request, or hit me up on Facebook. I have it open here at the station, so I can get an instant request from you, and or you could call the station 855-915-9636, which spells out on your telephone WMFO Chris. And speaking of Chris, the funny man who is on a plane right now listening in, which is very cool that he is on, he's, you know, 30,000 feet above us and listening. He is on his way back from a trip in Pakistan, I believe. I'm not quite sure what he was doing out there. But anyways, he wanted a request, a little Nirvana. So, of course, being my best friend, I have to play it for him. And it's a great song anyways. So here you go, Chris. Sit back. Relax. Seat upright. Tray tables upright. And enjoy. Be right back, kids. We'll be right back. Yeah, a little Nirvana for our good buddy, the funny man, who is on a plane. And he wanted to hear that song because he's on an aeroplane, but oddly enough, the song means he's on a plane, like he's he's a woodworking tool, apparently, or he's just a plain bagel. Anyways, I was just had to run to the bathroom. I apologize. I seen the light going off on the telephone, so if you were trying to call, if you want to give a call right back, I apologize. You know, but we have to do these things sometimes, even live on the radio. 855-915-9636 if you want to give a quick call back while we're live. And anyways, by the way, just another little tidbit of today. As I said, it was National Creamsicle Day. It's National VJ Day. And as dirty as that may sound, it actually means VJ, like MTV VJs. No, I digress. It doesn't mean that. It means victory over Japan in World War II was declared today. So another little tidbit. Yeah, I'm just full of complete useless information. Anyways, so I guess we don't have a caller, so we're going to get back to some music. And, of course, don't forget, at 4 o'clock, I have my little segment I have been doing for the past month and a half or so. Seems to be going well. People tend to like it. It's 4 at 4, where I pick a band and play four of their songs. And it's like a rock block, as we say in the radio industry. So, yes, and it'll be a surprise, but that'll be coming up at 4 o'clock. So, we'll get back to some music, and you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Be right back, kids.
Could you avoid it? signature. When I'm down, I'm blue. I'd rather be me than you.
I gotta tell you, kids, since that last song, boy, is it coming down. I mean, sideways. If you're outside, well, where I am, I'm in Medford, and it's coming down sideways with tons of lightning and thunder. So, wherever you guys are, please, please be safe. And my buddy Chris up in the air, you know, hopefully you have a nice, safe landing in Logan, because it really is coming down pretty hard right now. Anyways, all right, let me get that. Yeah, we don't need any more of that. Anyways, kids, so like I said, be careful. I'm going to play a couple more songs. Be back with some shout-outs, I guess. And if you're listening to the Giddy Up on this rainy, rainy day on 91.5 WMFO.
It was an evening I shared with the sun to find out where we belong. From the earliest days, we were dancing in the shadow. More wine, 'cause I got to. More skin.
crazy day, kids. I tell you. About 2 minutes ago, it was completely sideways rain, thunder and lightning. Now it's like a beautiful day. This is just the craziest weather I've seen in a long time. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3:37 in the afternoon. I'm DJ Pauly B. You're listening to the Giddy Up. And it's about that time, I think, kids. I might as well. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this for, but we like to appreciate. So it is that time of the show where I like to appreciate everybody that listens in and give you a shout out, let you know we recognize. Anyways, kids, so starting it off is, is of course, the man on a plane. He's on a plane bagel, apparently. Our funny man, Chris Ridgway. And everything's acting funny here at the studio. I think it's because of the weather. So if there's anything going loopy, you know why. I be forewarned. Like if there's any swears in songs or something that get by, I don't know. Anyways, so Chris the Funny Man Ridgway, Jen Kaylee, Sylvia Gray, Boston Jackie O'Neill, Sweet Colleen Shea, Karen Falero Gennari, Greg Deveni, and Scotty Devani, Trisha Walsh, Tim Rufo, my buddy Calvin Westgate, who liked us this week on the Giddy Up page, and he put us at 700 likes. So thank you very much, and thank everybody for liking the page and listening in and being part of the Giddy Up for all these years. Really appreciate it, trust me. And anything we can do to improve the show, just let me know. The only thing is, no country music, no pop music, and we should be fine, yeah. So, Joe Breeze the Hyde. Joe the Breeze Hyde. Lisa Neville Ambler. Phil Fleming. Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan. Marcin Kantorzynski. And, of course, Jennifer Kantorzynski Leadham, who has been our longest listener forever. And Dawn Chase, hard at work with her new hockey stitches. She got in a hockey fight last night, so get better, honey. TJ Kala D and Eric Wilson. Mon Kim, working hard at Malden Trans. Love you guys. Billy Roderick. Dave Struffolino, the old Struffolophagus. Working hard doing the traffic. He's flying high over the twin tanks on 93, giving his traffic reports. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry, another longtime listener from day one. We love you. Chrissy, my sister, working hard at Jack's in Malden. You want a great Italian meal? I tell you, you can't really beat Jack's, especially for the money and the location. It's very convenient, and you get great service as well as a great meal. So visit Jack's whenever you get a chance in Malden. Christine Atwell. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall in Springfield. We love you. Another one who's been with us from day one. And I have a song for Miss Leah right after the shout outs, who I had told her earlier I would play for her. Or anything, you know, anything. Mr. Eddie Riley. Working hard. He better be working hard with the weather today in Medford. Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti. We miss Danny. From the lounge here every other Saturday. Kenny Melanson. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Frankie, the mustache of Medford. The unofficial mayor of Medford in Bergamo. Our buddy Frankie, who's been on the show More than you can count on your hands and feet. But we love him, and hopefully he'll be back soon again, giving us his behind-the-scenes look at the movie industry, especially the local movie industry. He's been in over 50 movies that have been filmed here in Boston. So he is the man to go to, the man in the mustache, the myth, the legend. Denise Fioretti Mamolette, who we love very much, been with us since day one as well. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Keith McKeon in C-Town, Charlestown, and his brother Pat, who's also in C-Town, listening in. Peg Kinnear Crow, Big Jack, my brother Big Jack, who I had ran into at Billy Joel at Fenway on Friday, which I'll get into more of that in a little while. Christine Fantasia, Justine Tanzo, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen, and my little niece, Rhiannon. God bless her. Christine Papalotto, another super fan, been with us since day one. My buddy, Ricky Cummings, in the Dirty E in Everett. He's like the unofficial mayor of Everett, if I may say. Mark Gayhart, Heidi DeMeo, my buddy, Paul Hooley, who I happen to run into this weekend at Fun Spot on Saturday. Fun Spot all the way up at Weir's Beach. Who would have thunk? Of course, I run into people everywhere I go. John Abbott Buckley, Michelle Marie, Bonnie Termosh, Pam and Suzanne at the Dockside, my buddy Mikey Frazier, Kimberly Campbell in Oklahoma, my cuz, Brady Howard, Michelle Scalisi and family, who hopefully they're listening in. Michelle Bono, Craig Willett, my cuz, who I will be seeing in 2 weeks for his big 40th birthday. Joe Susi, Diana Batune, and Kathy Turner. Yes, the actress Kathy Turner. No, not really, but she is just as pretty and listens in as well from Texas. They are. And those are your shout-outs on this day, the 14th of August, 2018. I tried to finish up before the song, but I never do. I never do. Usually I play it through twice. But a special thanks for Tears for Fears. Boy, we must owe them a boatload of money for all the songs they've put into this show. Anyways, so there's your shout-outs. One more. Bob Gibson, who I had liked earlier, and I want to give him a special shout-out as well, a good friend of mine. So, anyways, as I said, August 14th, especially, you know what, that reminds me of something. August 14th. Ah, the last day ever there was a hanging in the United States. Why do I know that? I don't know why, but apparently that was the last hanging ever in the United States in 1936, if I recall. Yes, I just pulled that out of my head. I am not looking at any information at all whatsoever. And if I could say, remember where it was, that would be something as well. But I can't. Anyways, no, it was in Kentucky. So, so put that in your pipe and smoke it and run with that. So pull that out of a hat at a party one night and nobody will be interested, just like now. So anyways, kids, I'm going to get back to some more music. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock, you know what it is, baby. The 4 at 4. And it's a surprise. But since my funny man is flying and listening in, I'm going to do a special one for him. So, with that being said, I will get back to my request, or the request, from our girl Leah Hall in Springfield. We love you. And a little heart for you. This goes out to you, hon. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. Destruction.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Not for real, afraid to feel. I just hit the floor.
so lonely. I see you waiting. I see.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Words to live by, kids. Probably, yes. One of those words in the English language that it's like most likely. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah, probably, probably. You know what? It's almost 4 o'clock, and I'm probably going to play a rock block of country music. Probably. Definitely not. So when somebody uses the word probably, I'd take that with a grain of salt. Anyways, kids, it is that time, 4 o'clock, almost on the button, and I am excited because it's time for my new segment, 4 at 4. And since my bro is on a plane listening in, this 4 at 4 will go to me, myself, and the Funny Man, one of our favorite groups of all time. And we will start it off right now with the Chili's. Enjoy, Funny Man. And you all enjoy listening to the Giddy Up 91.5 WFM in Medford, Boston.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow.